Hello, my name is Chuck Porritt. Welcome to my secondary website and to this web page titled The United States in Bible Prophecy. Ever since the end of World War II, with its first use of nuclear weapons, and the survivors of the Holocaust and the systematic murder of 6 million Jews, those survivors streaming back to their homeland of Israel, and the resurrection of the nation of Israel from the ashes of history in 1948, along with the rise of the United States to be an unrivaled military and economic superpower, many people have wondered, many students of the Bible have wondered, whether or not the United States is revealed anywhere in the Bible. And I believe that the United States is revealed in the Bible in both the Old Testament and the New. I believe that the United States is the little horn with the eyes of a man that we find in Daniel chapter 7, rising up within the original 10 horns or provinces of the Roman Empire and pushing 3 of those provinces or kingdoms out of its way. Those kingdoms would be the kingdoms of France, Spain, and Great Britain, as the people of the United States established what would become the continental United States and its territory. I believe that the United States is also revealed to us in the events of Revelation chapters 17 and 18. In that passage, the 10 horns of the beast are not the same 10 horns that we see in Daniel. There are important changes that occur to this beast during a famous period of history called the Roman Civil War, or the Year of the Four Emperors. And these changes are symbolized by the 7 heads on the beast of Revelation and are explained for us in Revelation chapter 17. And the 10 horns on the beast in Revelation provide the context for the fall of the United States and its destruction. This is how I understand the scriptures to be read. We are introduced to a woman called Babylon, the city of Rome, in Revelation chapter 17, a woman that rides upon the back of military power and takes advantage of its connections with militarily and financially powerful people throughout history to enrich itself. And we are told that the 10 horns on the beast would destroy this woman, this whore or harlot, eat her flesh and burn her with fire. We then see the destruction of this harlot in Revelation chapter 18. And what is portrayed for us there is not the destruction of a single city on the Tiber River in Italy. It is the destruction of a military and economic empire that dominates the whole world, and yet is somehow closely associated with this harlot, Babylon. I believe that what we're seeing in the 18th chapter of Revelation is the destruction of the greater Roman Catholic world. A destruction that the Bible tells us in Revelation 17 does not come out of the innate animosity of the rest of the world toward the Roman Catholic realm, but because God himself will put it in the hearts of these 10 kings or kingdoms, these 10 horns, to fulfill his will and his vengeance upon Rome, Roman Catholicism, and the Roman Catholic world at large. And as the preeminent Roman Catholic nation in the world, which has the most Roman Catholic citizens, and from which the Roman Catholic Church derives most of its wealth and influence, information, and effectiveness in the world, I believe that Revelation chapter 18 is a picture of the sudden, instantaneous nuclear destruction of not only maybe the United States, but of the entire Western Hemisphere, all of it largely characterized by its allegiances and its close association with the Roman Catholic Church. This is what I believe lies ahead in the future. Although the United States is preeminent in the world right now, both militarily and economically, and as much to encourage its people to think that that's going to go on for the foreseeable future, I believe that if we handle God's word accurately, we will truly come to see that the United States' rise is foretold in the midst of the ten horns of the beast in Daniel chapter 7, and its fall is portrayed by at the hands of the ten horns of the beast in Revelation chapters 17 and 18.